is Brent Kelly. Wrote you, I don't know what it's been, a couple, 3 weeks ago now, about an interview.
Yeah.
Is this a time we could talk for a little bit?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. First, let me say I appreciate this. One of the outcomes of the interviews I do is that the subject receives an increase in the amount of autograph requests for a period of a couple, 3 weeks after it appears. Is that a problem?
No.
Okay, good. That's a good attitude. I'll ask you, I don't know, a dozen or so questions. If you would please just answer as long or short as you want to. When you were a boy or high school, college, whatever, what was your first love, baseball or football?
Pretty hard. They were kind of equal.
Were they really?
Yeah.
Well, talk about college. You were an immensely successful college football player, All-American, a Rose Bowl MVP. Can you talk a little about your college days?
Yeah, I can just say that the first pass I ever threw in college, I threw a touchdown pass against Ohio State, 84,000 people to win the game in the last 60 seconds.
Holy mackerel.
That was my first pass I ever threw.
What year?
It was 1951.
You were a sophomore.
Yeah, there was only 60 seconds left to play.
Well, what do you do for an encore?
Well, and actually my senior year was a very good year. We won the Rose Bowl that year, and we also played in the College World Series and came in. We lost in the finals, and I was the MVP in the College World Series.
Yeah, you had, probably as great a senior year as there was in college athletics.
Yeah,
that's what I mean. Yeah, just tremendous. Were you All-American baseball?
Yeah.
Okay, I tried to find the All-American baseball teams, and they're awfully hard to find.
Yeah, I was first-team All-American in 1954.
Okay, the Tigers signed you. Was there a bonus offered?
Yeah, it was a slight bonus. But the bonus rule was in effect then that you couldn't sign anybody. I don't know, they had a new rule come in or something like that.
It was so, yeah, 2 years on the major league roster if they signed for over a certain amount of money.
Right, right. I signed like that.
Okay, you signed for not, obviously not over the money.
No.
So how long did you, you played minor league ball for 3 years?
I played in 54. I ended up the last few months in 54 at Wilkesboro. I started in 55 at Augusta. And I ended up, Augusta, I was hitting like around 300 with about 9 home runs and 35 RBIs in about a month and a half.
Wow.
Then went up to AAA. I played briefly up there, and then I went in a service, and I was in there for 18 months. And then when I came out, I went to Birmingham slightly, and then I spent the remainder of 57 with Detroit. And then in 58 and 59, I played at Charleston, West Virginia.
Okay.
And then in 60, I went up Canada, and I played a year up here with Toronto.
That was your last baseball day?
No, I played football.
Okay, well, then 59 was your last baseball. Okay, you went to the Canadian Football League,
right.
Then you came to Boston.
Right, in 61.
And okay.
I went to Boston from 61 through 66, I played 6 years.
And you did a little bit of everything there?
Yeah, I was second quarterback, third wide receiver, third running back, everything. Did all the punting.
Yeah. Did a lot of punting. My goodness, I looked up your record. I couldn't believe how many punts. 6 years you averaged. Well, I've got it here somewhere. Where is it now? Oh, I've got so many numbers written down. You're punting 65 or 70 times a year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I punted almost 80 sometimes.
Wow.
Well, in those days, you know, you punted more for trying to work against no returns rather than trying to punt for returns.
Right.
Kick the ball high as hell, you go coffin corner all the time. Today they just kick it for distance for average, you know. It was different when I played.
I had
very few run backs.
They're kicking the ball farther today, as the records will show, but they're also running them back farther, which the records will show.
That's right. That makes a big difference.
Yes. It's. It would seem that the way you did it would be more sensible. I mean, why kick the ball 60 yards if they're going to run it back 30?
Or a possible touchdown.
Right.
Yeah.
All the sports changed so drastically over the years. Were you drafted in football?
At that time, I got drafted on the last round. And I got a call from Pittsburgh, and they wanted to draft me, you know, up around the first or second round, but I told them I was not going to play football at all.
He's committed to baseball at that point? Yeah.
They had called me the night before, and I told them I would not.
Okay.
I was from that area, you know.
Well, did Pittsburgh not retain rights to you?
Well, I was out of, you know, you can only retain them after so many years.
Oh, I see.
In baseball for over 5 years, and then they actually become free.
Okay, I didn't realize there was a time limit on it. Do you remember the baseball, the game you played for the Tigers?
Yeah, I played against Washington Senators.
Do you remember who you caught?
Marnie Schultz.
Okay.
Ray Herbert. It might have been Ray Herbert.
Ray Herbert in 56. Was Ray Herbert, was he with Detroit in 57?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, it's hard. You can't keep it straight. Who did you bat against? Do you remember?
I forgot. I don't know.
Remember what you did?
Popped up to second base.
Okay. House was a catcher then, wasn't he? House and
Red Wilson.
Wilson, right, sure. Okay, you were not a kid when you went into playing professional football. Was it hard to get back to it?
No, not really. I work out all the time, so I worked out all the time, so I was in pretty good shape.
Okay. You stayed in football. Are you still in football?
No.
Okay, you were in football up till just a few years ago anyhow. Still,
1981.
Okay. Was it that long ago?
1981, and I got into medical surgical business.
Okay, supplies?
Yeah.
You run your own outfit?
No, I'm vice president of the company.
Okay.
So.
Which company, if I can be nosy?
Allmed Surgical Supplies, ALLMED. Surgical.
Okay. I don't know. I'm a veterinarian, and have a lot of... Well, I use a lot of medical surgical stuff, and I'm not familiar with AllMed. Was it New England?
Where are you located?
Lexington, Kentucky area.
You guys buy a lot of that bulk stuff and secondhand stuff. Yeah.
Well, what about your coaching career?
I coached briefly at Holy Cross for a year and a half, and I coached at Rhode Island for 2 years, and then I coached with the Patriots for 10.
Backfield coach, right? Defensive back coach?
I was the offensive backfield coach for half the time, and I was special teams coach the other half.
Okay. Okay, is there, and this is a question I think you may have already answered, with your first pass, is that the biggest thrill you had in athletics?
I would say so.
What about baseball? Is there some particular?
Yeah, first time up in pro football, pro baseball, hit a home run, first time up.
No kidding. Okay. That's
in A-ball. That's
an impressive start.
First time up in AAA, I hit a home run, grand slam.
No kidding.
Yeah, first time up in A-ball, I hit a home run. First time up in AAA, I hit a grand slam.
Gee whiz.
That's in first.
I remember, I'm a Tigers fan, ever since I was a little kid. I remember I was pretty excited when I realized the Tigers had signed you. I was about 12 years old at the time. I always thought the Tigers needed catching, and I guess they always did.
Yeah.
This is going to be maybe tough. Who was the best football player you saw?
That is tough. I would say probably O.J. Simpson.
No, he was something.
Yeah. I would say he would be the guy I would pick.
He'd have to make anybody's team, I guess.
Yeah, I would say so.
What about the baseball player?
I would say probably Mickey Mantle.
Yeah. I guess most anybody who played in that era, if they were in the American League, had to go with him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, from your careers, you had a double professional athletic career, which is only a handful of people over the years. Did you save souvenirs, mementos?
Did I?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got some things,
Like, what?
Well, I got, autographed bats that I used with Detroit, and I got autographed footballs, and I was with the Patriots, and I've got other stuff from when I started my careers, just my mental type things.
A lot of guys, today, everybody saves everything. But I guess in your time, that was kind of a transitional area from back in the 30s and 40s, nobody saved anything.
A lot of guys didn't save things then.
What about, we talked about fan mail. Do you get much fan mail?
Every week.
Is it baseball fan mail or football?
Both.
Is it really?
Yeah.
People send pictures and cards and stuff?
Yep. I get a couple letters every week.
That's an amazing thing right now, too, the autograph collecting situation.
Right.
Well, this might be a hard question for you, since you tried both sports. Would you go back and do it again as you did it?
I would probably say so. I have no regrets.
Okay, well, that's good. That's good. Everything went to your satisfaction. You were more successful at football, with no question about that.
You know what? Everything is timing, you know.
Oh, sure.
Baseball was timing. At the time I played, there weren't many teams.
Yeah.
Competition was greater, you know, and, I had opportunities. I was a little impatient. If I would have stayed on, I got out when they had the expansion.
Yeah, you sure
so
did.
I would get picked in the expansion thing by either Houston or the Mets, probably.
Yeah, well, they also had the Angels and the new Senators.
Before them. See, the two teams coming in were the New York Mets and the Houston Oilers, Houston Astros.
Coming right.
But like I say, you know, it's all timing. You know, it's like anything else. You know, there wasn't any money then, and there is money today, you know.
There sure is.
So, you know, it's everything in life is timing. But I have no regrets, and, you know, things worked out okay for me.
Yeah, they did. That's very good. This is a question. What is your degree in?
I got a BA in education, and I got a master's degree in psychology.
No kidding. Have you used either one of them?
Yeah.
I guess the psychology and the sports.
All the time.
Yeah.
Coaching, playing, all the time.
Goodness, yes, that was a silly question.
Sure.
Okay. Well, Tom, this is not taking too much of your time, I hope.
I guess you got it, and you got as much as I can tell you.
Well, it's been interesting, and I enjoy it. And listen, what I will do, before I send this to the magazine, I'll send you a copy of it so you can approve it. I don't ever send anything in without having the person approve
good.
It. So you'll have it maybe next week or something.
Right.
Thank you very
okay,
much.
Okay, and then I can add or delete or whatever.
Absolutely. Please
okay.
do. Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Wednesday, 8:18 p.m.